For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping has left for Paris for the UN Climate Change Conference. The president scheduled to meet his French counterpart, François Hollande, and hold talks with U.S. President Barack Obama before the opening ceremony of the climate conference. This will be the first time a Chinese leader has attended a UN climate conference. President Xi will deliver a speech stating China's views and propositions for the governance of global climate change. The UN Climate Change Conference in Paris is set to open on Monday with representatives from 195 countries and the European Union gathering together to hammer out a comprehensive, balanced, and ambitious deal to address climate change. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius says China's been showing its commitment and setting a good example in fighting climate change. Fabius, the chief negotiator of the upcoming UN climate conference, said there are positive signs for reaching a legally binding accord in Paris. Currently, China's the world's largest market for renewable energy. The country's pledged to create a national carbon trading system by 2017 and that its carbon emissions will peak by 2030. Commonwealth countries have unified their voices on climate action. The leaders of the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting committed to working towards an equitable climate change agreement in Paris. They agreed to abide by the target to hold the increase in global average temperature below 2 degrees Celsius. The Commonwealth is made up of 53 independent countries with a combined population of over 2 billion. The first Chinese-made regional jet is to be delivered to Chengdu Airlines today. Before taking off to the southwestern city, the airliner went through a thorough full-body check at its base in Shanghai. The ARJ-21 regional jet is China's first independently designed and manufactured airliner conforming to international aviation standards. The jet carries up to 90 passengers with a maximum flying range of 3,700 kilometers. The manufacturer says it's received orders for more than 300 jets from 19 airlines. U.S. President Barack Obama has renewed his call for gun control after a shooting at a local abortion clinic in Colorado, which left 3 people dead and 9 injured. Obama said the U.S. needs to do something to make it harder for criminals to get guns. Police are still investigating the motive of the suspect, who surrendered to police following a standoff that lasted for several hours. Police are said to be searching a property which has been linked to the suspect. Russia's launched a series of sanctions against Turkey following the downing of a Russian warplane by Turkish forces. President Vladimir Putin signed a decree including a ban on importing certain Turkish goods and a prohibition on some actions by Turkish companies in Russian territories. It's also reported that Russia is mulling whether to cancel charter flights between the two countries. Moscow previously suspended its visa-free policy with Turkey. A government spokesman from Turkey says his government is considering measures targeting Russia. Turkey's advised its citizens against non-essential travel to Russia. The president of Mali has paid tribute to the American and Belgian victims of the attack on a luxury hotel in the capital. At least 2 armed men launched the raid last week. 6 Russians and 3 Chinese were among the 20 people who were killed. The siege ended hours later when Malian commandos stormed the hotel and freed 170 hostages. 2 attackers were killed. 3 Islamist militant groups have claimed responsibility for the strike. Authorities in Mali arrested 2 people on Thursday suspected of having links to the attack. On Saturday, the UN said unknown attackers fired rockets at a UN peacekeeping base in northern Mali, killing 3 people. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says his country is facing an unprecedented refugee crisis as the main flow of migrants from Turkey to Europe passes through Greece. Greece has asked the EU for financial and technical help to deal with the issue, but has ruled out the possibility of joint sea patrols with neighboring Turkey. EU leaders and Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu will meet in Brussels later today to discuss how Turkey can help to prevent migrants from crossing to Greek islands. Experts are suggesting that there's a high chance the tomb of ancient Egypt's boy king, Tutankhamun, has passages to a hidden chamber. It's been speculated that the chamber could be the final resting place of the lost queen, Nefertiti. The conclusion is based on the preliminary results of a new exploration of the 3,300-year-old mausoleum. New evidence from radar imaging is to be sent to Japan for analysis, and the results are expected to be announced in a month. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.